Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hell to where I was going anyway. Hey, everybody! Save your energy, it's warm in here. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Coming to you once again from the, let me say this right, Hyatt Grand Salon Opera. As part of the Just for Laughs Festival in Montreal, Quebec, Canada! All right, we are doing it. It's, what is it? It's Saturday. Let's turn over to the right side of the page. July 28th, 2018. And I know there's a lot of festival badges here. I'm wearing mine proudly. But let me see what the name tag situation is. We got the Inchloeables. I saw that one on the internet. Good job, Chloe, if that's your name. Instead of Amadeus, Amadee is in the front row. I like that. I saw your dude wears Carmel. your name is Carmel? Okay. Am I saying it right? It's not Carmel? Your name is Carmel? JP, the extraterrestrial, I get that one. Full Metal Jacket. We got lots of good ones. This is going to be good. All right. And, you know, I guess you could hold up your festival badge if you want to go that route. What's that Pulp Fiction one say?
Eriction.
Pulp Eriction? Okay. We are really holding up that hard and firm. Yeah, look at that. That sign is erect. Pulp Erection. Thanks for bringing those, you guys. From the corrections department, it's Captain Corelli's mandolin, but for some reason, I prefer Captain Morelli's mandolin. I also prefer Mr. Holland's hospice, but so what do I know? Doug plugs, lots of shows coming up, starting Wednesday in Traverse City, Michigan. For all my dates and deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com. I love knowing who the regular listeners are. I mean, I guess I could just assume they're all front and center because that's where most of the name tags were. I brought a prize bag. Somebody's going to win the contents of this bag today, and it's a real, real good stuff. Plus, I've got 5 amazing guests who all probably brought amazing stuff for the bag because that's how they live their lives. Me, on the other hand, I grabbed a disposable poncho that they were giving out here. because the first night I got here, there was some thunderstorm situations, but I'm not a pussy, so I didn't wear it. I'm like, I'm going to save that for the prize bag. Also in the hotel room, I guess, is, you know, people know this is a noisy festival, so they give you some earplugs. These are classic 3M earplugs, it says on there. I love that concept. Wow, those earplugs, they were classic. Talk about timeless earplugs. Doug Lowe's movie sticker. This crazy thing that I got, where'd I get this? I got this at Comic-Con. The new season of Better Call Saul is coming soon, and this is a Bob Odenkirk mask. I wish I could do a Bob Odenkirk impression. I'd like hold this up and pretend to be him. And then a Doug Lowe's movies t-shirt, plus all the stuff brought by my five incredible guests. Let's get them out here. Please give it up for Chris Gethard, Deanne Smith, Ron Bennington, Chad Daniels, and Todd Glass.
Wow, it's so bright.
Now, Todd Glass always likes a more subdued lighting scheme at his shows, and I'm starting to think maybe we would all like it better. Is it possible to bring the house down just a little?
Everyone's going to go,
a little bit. Is this going to be a little bit more relaxing in here?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Keep going. Yeah, that's
nice.
We can always go back.
Todd likes to go to complete dark.
Oh, maybe.
All the way down.
Why not?
Todd, you didn't bring any gels we can pop in there?
I have them.
I know.
Yeah, Todd really likes to change it up when he gets there. But let's meet my guests individually and give them all as much of a round of applause as we can muster. Starting with first-time guest on the show, Deanne Smith is here, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Oh, thank you.
God dang it.
She can be reached at Deanne_Smith on Twitter. So some other damn Deanne Smith got to it?
They must have, and I've only discovered recently, I think the underscore is not like a cool way to do things. Round of applause if the underscore is not a cool way to do things. Don't be shy.
Yeah.
And a woo? The woo was hurtful.
She probably has a real stupid name where she doesn't need one. That's why she says, no one has this name.
But here's my dumb advice if you have to have an underscore. Put it after Smith, so then when people start typing Deanne Smith, yours will come up, if not first, close to it, and it'll be easier to find.
Okay, I'm going to switch the whole thing over.
I think it's not hard to do on Twitter. She, of course, is a Toronto comedy phenom. And,
phenom? Here.
Yeah, that's what I call everybody that. Don't get too excited.
You're a fee it. Underscore nom.
Yeah. Ouch.
You did some shows here in Montreal. Do you have any more tonight?
I do.
Okay, tell us about it.
I do, but you don't need to come. Don't worry about it. I think we're doing great.
Come on, take advantage of the way I could fill the middle of a room and tell these people where they should go later tonight.
Well, actually, I'm just doing a gala spot, and I don't get paid more if you're there or not. So I would say go to my friend Jess Solomon and Iman El Husseini's show. It's called The El Solomons, and that is at Catacombs at 10 p.m. That would be a great one.
This is a fun idea. With every guest now, I'm going to ask them what people should see instead of them tonight. I think that'll be a fun way to approach it. But thank you so much for being here.
No, thank you.
And,
I'm excited.
Let's also say hello to, for his second time on the show, it's Chris Gethard, everybody.
Hi. Hello.
Of course, he has the second most popular show on True TV.
Oh, that's not true at all.
Well, because it's isn't True TV 23 hours of Impractical Jokers and 1 hour of you?
No, Doug, not only am I not the second most, this is true, I am the least popular show on True TV.
Wait, like after infomercials and shit?
Yeah, after like shows about trucks and stuff like that. Yeah.
All right, well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I know
Thank
a lot
so
of
much.
People are sitting in the audience going, at least you have a show.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
A lot
nice.
Of people on the panel are thinking that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
And you've got a show tonight here in Montreal?
I do. I have.
But what should we see instead?
Well, my friend Julio Torres has a show at 7:30 called My Favorite Shapes, and woo! I'll be there, and maybe you'll be there too.
I love it. Thank you, Chris. Also joining us today, it's Chad Daniels.
Hello. It's fun when he announces my name to watch people scan to see who raises their hand. That's me.
Yeah, it was nice of you to self-identify. Is that the right expression?
Hey, guys.
You self-identify as Chad. Did you run into Tom Green at all while he was here? He loves the name Chad.
Uh-uh.
Okay. So what do you recommend tonight, very funny comedian Chad Daniels?
Canada's own Phil Hanley is doing a gala spot at 11 just across the way from the hotel, so you could go check that out.
Okay. Todd Glass is here, everybody.
Two things before. One, I left the bag backstage. I've been waiting to
your
say
your prize
that.
Bag, yeah.
Yeah, I left that. It's been pretty good, actually. And then also, I left my drink backstage, too.
Wait, when you came out, I said, where's your drink? And you made a gesture like, drank it.
Because I didn't want to tell you that it was. I thought the other way took longer to say it.
So you thought, I'll wait until I have a microphone, and then we'll really get into it?
I feel so good right now.
But I would love for you to go get both of those items.
I don't want
to
get them.
Go get them.
No.
Come on.
No.
I'll hold your mic here.
People want you to drink, and they want you to bring prizes.
Can somebody get them?
No, you go get them.
There's got to be somebody.
You know
thank
exactly
you.
Where
that guy,
they are.
He's part of the festival. His name is I'll Get You Things You Left Behind. That says it on a shirt. I swear to God, why would I lie?
He's going
to
come back with a pillow and a bar of soap.
No, it's my drink is a Jack and Coke, and then the bag is like a...
You're talking to him. He's not in the room anymore.
Well, let somebody else go tell him. No one in this room can go tell that guy who went to get my stuff what he's looking for.
Could everybody go get Todd's stuff?
The person I will...
Single file, everybody. Let's go get Todd's stuff.
A friend of mine is doing a show tonight at 9 o'clock at the Main Line. It's an awesome show, and he has a whole band and everything. And it's 9 o'clock at the Main Line. And I'm telling you, I don't normally say this, but I will say it. You'll fucking love it if you go.
Wait a second.
I don't bullshit. I do on stage.
All right, let me ask you this, Todd.
Wow, that's Daniel Kellison, ladies and gentlemen, who's producing a new show have.
Todd, please take your... Oh, sorry, I forgot. I didn't notice you had this. I thought you were really walking over to Daniel Kellison.
I have a pitch idea for him.
All right, Todd, but tell me why you think this show that's tonight is so great. Like, it sounds like a band and a comedian. It seems counterintuitive. How does that work?
No, the band just is with me, but we get to do stand-up.
Oh, it's your show?
Oh yeah. I thought you knew that. That's what I thought the joke was. Yeah, I'm doing a show. I'm a friend of myself. Why? If you can't be your own friend, then who should be, huh? Whoa.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
What's your band doing right now, Todd?
I think one of them might be here. The others are... Mike Carrozza, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! So Mike is a comedian. I'm fixing my crotch. But he filled in with the... So what happened is I'll have two real band members, a drummer and a piano player, and then I have two comedians because for the bits. But Mike goes, I play the electric guitar, so he plays... And then Chris Sandy Ford, he was going to sit in with the band all week and is just for the comedic stuff, and he goes, I play the trumpet. So the band's like, fuck, it's like great. So that's what I wanted to say.
Okay. And finally, but not last... I mean, he's still the last name I'm going to say, but it's all about build up to Ron Bennington. Yes. Afternoons on Faction Talk 103 on Sirius XM.
True.
How's it going, Ron?
Very, very well.
Yeah, you having a good JFL?
As a matter of fact, I am. Thank you very much, Doug, for this small talk.
Hashtag doing well at JFL.
Yeah.
Let's get it going, you guys.
And I can be reached at Hubbard54184 on a rotary phone.
And you did a sit down with one of the new owners of this festival, Howie Mandel.
Yeah.
And he seems like a great guy. I'm not familiar with him, but
well, he really talked about you a lot during that. Your
he did
new show.
That's why I'm bringing it up. I want people to listen to it. When can people hear you talking to Howie Mandel about me?
I believe that's next weekend. But he actually said that, you know, you brought a brand new show to the festival, which was exciting since you've been doing it for 10 years.
Yeah, yeah. I was telling him about the Benson interruption. He thought it was something I thought of yesterday. And it turns out I've been doing it a long time, but he thought it was a fresh idea. So I'm gonna do an audition on America's Got Talent, where I'm going to come out and bring another comedian and interrupt them. See how that goes. But thank you for being here, Ron. And thank you to all of my guests.
Well, let me just say this. My show tonight, The New Negroes, at midnight. The New Negroes is an unbelievable show. Kevin Hart stopped in last night. And tonight, Louis C.K. So you want to be there for that. It's a big comeback for him. Get there early.
His opening line is, "May I do my act in front of you?"
You'll say
and
yes.
I am opening some shows he's doing after the new year, so I don't want to like...
Probably would have been better to not bring it up, but... Yeah.
No, I just said that. Like, I'm the one who's... Oh, geez.
No, okay.
I hate failed bits.
Hang on, I'm just tweeting, having a great time with Doug Benson, # doing well at JFL. That is coming from Deanne_Smith. Catch on, everybody.
I love it.
Trying to get it going.
But put away your phone before the game portion.
Okay.
People think you're a cheater. Let's get the prize bag sorted. What do you bring for the prize bag today, Mr. Chad Daniels?
I have some stuff. We all used our Regency bags, I see. Hyatt Regency bags. I had a sore throat last night, and so I went to the store and got some chewable ginger lozenges for my throat, but up here, these are for upset stomachs. So I don't need that. You can have that. I also stopped by Chinatown, and I got some chopsticks with like a little guide. So if you don't know how to use them, and it also strengthens your hand, it's like one of those thingies that they used in Over the Top. That's a movie, what's up? I came to fucking play. I also have Tiffany Haddish's new cassette and Jim Gaffigan's new album off of Comedy Dynamics. That was in my gift bag, and I'm re-gifting it to you. I already...
This is a CD, though. It's not an album.
Yeah, I've already listened.
That would be especially bad. Hey, I got a cassette and an album. Two things I'm never going to listen to.
I've already listened to those. That's why I'm giving those away. And then I also, in Chinatown, got one of those little drums from Karate Kid 2. Just in case some shit goes down.
Thank you, Chad.
Yeah, you're welcome. Do you not want that bag back?
No, you could just leave it there on the ground like it. It's leaving the casting call for American Beauty.
It's so beautiful.
I saw somebody put on the internet like a bunch of plastic bags all flying around at the same time and said, made that joke about it being a casting call for American Beauty. Todd Glass, what do you got?
Okay, so same as Chad. So I forgot, and I texted you.
Use your microphone voice.
So I forgot, obviously. Not obviously, but... and then you said, Doug, all right, just make a fun gift bag. So just as a joke, there's toilet paper, because that's from the room, obviously. And then real quick, then I went out, and I tried to... There's some Oreos. They're not opened. That would be sad. And then jelly beans, a bottle of water... I don't need to show you that, and a few like conditioners, and from the and then two washcloths. I don't know.
And then you can take those, you guys.
There's also a
housekeeping prefers that over them being covered in your garbage, your filth.
There's also a download for five. It's in there somewhere for five free. It's a CD I put out. This comedian, his name's Blake Wexler. I left him messages for 10 years. He saved every one of them, so I put it out on a CD. It's called 10 Years of Messages. Todd Glass left for Blake Wexler, and that's in there too. And they're all real. Some are 20 seconds, some are 3 minutes, but...
I hope you talk about it every time you come on the show.
Ah!
Deanne Smith, what do you got?
Okay, this is what I have, and not to lead the audience, but if it doesn't get at least as much applause as Todd Glass's Messages, I will be upset. I brought my very own album called Tell It to My Balls. Oh, what an amazing gift that this is. It's on a download card. Good luck. Do we just pass it down?
Yeah, it's like you're giving somebody for free a puzzle. Figure this out. Make it happen.
And in my room, I had a tea, a Tazo refreshment tea. It didn't come from my room. I want you to know it's been in my suitcase. It's probably been there for over 2 years. It has traveled the world, and now it can be yours. And I also happen to bring Tiffany Haddish.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm giving the Jim Gaffigan.
What if the winner lives in a two cassette player home? You know, you can both enjoy it in whatever room of the house you want.
Exactly.
I love it. Cassette. What do you got for us, Chris Gethard?
Well, true fact about me is that I really love soda. I'm very obsessed with soda. They call it pop in the Midwest. There's a few other enthusiasts, it sounds like. And I like small brand, like regional sodas. And this is, I've talked about this enough that when I travel, very often people who are fans of mine will bring me sodas on the road. And it's a very special thing to me. And I actually wound up with two bottles of the same soda on this one. So I'm going to donate this. This is a cranberry-flavored maple syrup sweetened soda from a company called Beck. So I've already had one, so you can have the other.
That is so bespoke.
Thank
nice
you so much.
Bottle, even.
Do you need a bottle opener to get into it?
No, that's a twist-off, baby. That's right. A twist-off.
Okay, then let's all try it.
Right now.
Yeah, I mean anyone who wants to.
Yeah, sure.
Because I think it's even better to get a prize bag soda that's everybody on the stage drank from it.
Well, you know, you can't put the cap back on.
Oh, shit. Then we might have to finish it, and the winner gets a neat bottle. Oh, I don't like that at all.
I have a virus.
I will say that I do like it.
Clean.
Okay, one for and one against.
I want to say I love it, and I want to thank the lovely fan who gifted it to me.
Yes. Ron.
I want to keep the bottle. It looks cool. Oh, no, it's for this.
It's going in the bag.
Did you like it or no?
I thought it was unbelievable.
Clean. I bet it tastes clean. I have the
feeling.
Yeah,
very, very clean.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
Getting it ready for the bag. I didn't want any of it to spill, so I got rid of all of it.
What's in the bag, bit?
Looked like you were like wiping off the Ron cooties. Kind of hurt me a little bit there.
You just don't want it to drip all over the multiple cassettes of Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah, what good's a wet cassette? One more question for everybody before we get to the game portion of the show.
Ron didn't get to give his gift.
No, that's okay.
He just gave us a bottle that went to his own lips.
That's all
the gift we need. Ron, what do you got?
Well, I got this backstage. It says JFL, thank you, and it's signed by Wanda Sykes. So
not meant for you. Not meant for you to
say. Yeah, that was definitely for the festival. But I bet you they know how to get in touch with her to get another one.
And this, I want to just say that my producer, Vito, stood in line for this and got this signed, and it kind of fits what we're doing today. This is the Tiffany Haddish book, signed by Tiffany Haddish. And I only read the first chapter. She was born into a wealthy family. Her father ran Paramount Studios. Her mother was a heart surgeon who invented the stent. And look how far she's made it. Unbelievable. Let's hear it for Tiffany Haddish.
Well, that's terrific. That's those are wonderful gifts. And that wine is...
I'll be opening Sykes. For Tiffany Haddish. I say it now so I don't look like I'm not.
This poster's really, really got beat up already. Okay, so all that is in the prize bag. But first, Chad, what was the last movie you saw? Like, let's say you die today. What was the last movie you will have ever seen?
Night and Day with Tom Cruise and Cameron Diaz.
All right, well, I hope you don't die today because that's going to look terrible.
Well, here's the deal.
On your epitaph.
My daughter and I came across on TNT, I have a 14-year-old daughter, and she can finally watch TV-14 movies, right? So we came across Mission
Impossible. You really think that's exactly the demarcation, like the day they turn 14?
I follow the fucking rules, Doug. You know that. So, we're watching
it. 13 means, TV is 14?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're watching it, and she falls in love with this movie thing. So we go through all the Mission Impossibles. She loves them. We watch two Jack Reacher movies, loves them. She goes, does Tom Cruise do anything else? So we watch Night and Day, and when he kicked the waiter, when he goes, I thought he was making a move, that scene, she goes, good God, Thomas Cruise, you have done it again. So if I do die today, that'll be just fine.
Wow, that's so exciting too, because there's so many Tom Cruise movies.
We picked the real good ones.
Those are some of the best ones that you mentioned.
I like them.
Yeah, okay. When do you think you're going to sit down with her and watch Magnolia?
Just never, ever.
When is she going to... Yeah, he says the C word. Thomas Cruise, you've done it again. Todd Glass, what was the last movie you saw?
I saw the Mr. Rogers documentary. That's... First time I've ever had a movie
ready to go.
Ready to go.
Yeah, and I still nervous. Don't know the name of it.
Mr. Ro- oh, yeah. Hold on. I do know the name of it. 5 seconds.
This isn't for any points.
It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood or something like that. Or,
oh, that would be a good title, but no.
Wouldn't you? I saw the movie, so.
Won't.
I'll be opening for Mr. Rogers coming up this fall. I stole his joke. That's a jerk move.
No, it's a tag.
Yeah. Love it. Todd won't.
So, Mr. Rogers, you. Please, won't you be my neighbor?
That's it. If I were them, I would have put the please at the front. Please, won't you be my
neighbor? Right. It's disrespectful. Yeah. Well, he was bad for kids. I mean, you know, that's I saw the people on Fox talk about it, and it seemed to make sense. After you see the documentary, and then you watch those three people on Fox that's saying he's like the Antichrist, it really puts everything into place. It's so scary when you see three people going, that fucking guy, he's the problem with kids.
They say that on Fox, that fucking guy?
They do. They show the
they
clip.
They have
they show the
a mob episode.
TV 15.
But they do show the clip in the documentary of them talking about it on Fox News. And you're like, at one point, there's no doubt about it. This is like the most brilliant man in the world. And he's like, reminds us how decent we can be as a species. It's just, and you know it's right. You know it's right. And then you see the Fox News people saying that. You're like, oh, fuck. It's very scary that they're that off. But they think they're that right.
It's also unusual for a documentary to be like, through the whole movie, this guy's great. Never did anything wrong. Thank you for coming. You know, like there's no, you keep waiting for the twist.
When you saw it?
No.
Oh.
They
talk about one thing he did wrong.
What was that?
He told a gay cast member to hide it.
You know what's funny?
Sorry for the massive spoiler, by the way.
You know what's funny? I thought about that when I left the theater, and again, I don't know this, but I was hoping it. It's the only thing that I said, maybe they just portrayed it wrong because I think he was saying, but he didn't say it. You're right. He said, one of the guys on the show said that he had been to a gay bar, and Mr. Rogers says, you don't go there again. You can't be seen there. And I think maybe he meant for the Times. And then later the guy
said, he definitely said, if you can make a time machine, I bet you could go to a gay bar. But since you're here now, it might...
The gay cast member Daniel Tiger? And that's why they made him talk like that. He was always, meow, 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 meow. You're gay, Daniel Tiger?
Meow, 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 I can't talk about it. Meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow. I'm in the kitty closet, meow, meow.
But it was great. It was a great documentary.
Great movie. Check it out. Maybe go to the bathroom during that one sequence where he's not doing the right thing. But his heart was probably in the right place. But Deanne, what was the last movie you saw?
The last movie that I saw was A Quiet Place, which I really loved. I saw it with my friend Niall, who's sitting right there. It was great. And Niall and I didn't have time to talk about the plot holes. And of course, there's a few, and I'm going to assume that some of you guys have seen it. Can we talk for a second about the fact that they kept running the printing press? We learned through cutout newspapers, and they kept being like, the sound is the problem. And it was like, why are you still running that printing press? Like, they must have just gone down paper after paper after paper. I feel alone in this. I don't need it to get a laugh. I thought it would at least get a recognition. Some, you're right. We also felt the same way.
I mean, I feel like, why have sex or babies in that world? That seems like at both ends of the making the baby and then pushing the baby
out.
No,
but who can resist John Krasinski in
would
that?
Would be noisy.
You couldn't resist him.
Okay. I mean...
And I'm as gay as
she
Daniel
is married
Tiger.
To him. She is, she is married to him in real life. So I guess you're right. Like it's you know, it's hard to resist. But yeah, it's a really good thriller. But it's not a movie for people to sit around and think about afterwards and dissect.
Have you seen it?
It falls apart. No, but
should.
I did see it. I did see it. But I saw it in a theater where it was interesting. They switched the rules and they said only talking is allowed. So the whole audience just chats the whole time. So I don't really know what happened. I was worried, honestly, that the movie was going to be too quiet and I was going to hear too much chewing.
Mm.
And turns out the movie has a score, which, again, I would like to see them cut away to the orchestra being murdered by those things. Because they're making a lot of noise during scenes where everyone's trying to be quiet. But it's a fun movie.
It's a fun movie.
Yeah. Chris Gethard, same question.
I've been seeing a lot of movies lately. The most recent one was a documentary called Three Identical Strangers.
I've heard good things.
It's nuts. Twist.
Ron.
We're just moving. Okay. Yeah, no. Hey, that was my bad, Doug. Sorry about that. I thought I would talk at least just, one-third as long as everyone else, but that's my bad.
No.
That's my bad.
Yep. I'm keeping track of the time, and you're the perfect man to cut time on. I feel like Ron Bennington's going to have a great story.
Like this is a callback to my last appearance about how I get cut from everything.
Yeah. It's true. I just can't stop doing it. But it's bonkers. And what can you tell us about it without, like, I love going into documentaries cold, but what's like a brief description you can give us that would intrigue us but not give anything away?
It's called Three Identical Strangers. And I won't give any of it away because I think it's very much worth seeing.
I mean, the title's already pretty specific.
Yeah. It involves triplets who meet each other. But I will say that is not much of a spoiler, because it's one of these movies where you're like, you get a decent chunk of the movie in and you're like, this story is amazing. And then they're like, and that was just the prologue to the real fucked up shit. And then the second two thirds, you're like, wow, who was behind this?
Yeah, well, ooh. I don't want you to sell it so hard people wish they were watching it now. Mm-hmm. Instead of enjoying this amazing podcast.
See, that's why you wanted to cut me off, man. You're part of these conspiracies. You don't want them hearing my truth.
Yeah, you should be on Truth TV.
They still don't capitalize.
They just show the movie Concussion 24 hours a day.
Truth TV.
Todd likes to jump in sometimes when he has nothing to add, but just wants to participate.
It was only about exactly what we were talking about and a reference to it. So how's that not having anything to talk about when it's literally trying to say something funny? I might have failed, but it's not because it was about something else. And that's just a fact, and everybody fucking knows it.
Wait, that was supposed to be funny, what you said?
Doug had said it 10 seconds prior.
Truth TV, like, oh, I'm going to go take it and do something with it. That's what I was thinking in my head. At worst, you know, I'd if really I die like tomorrow, you. Would you be happy you made me feel like shit?
Hey, Todd, I think you should go get your stuff for the prize bag and that drink that you left backstage. Ron Bennington, we've run out of time.
Oh, my God.
What was the last movie you saw?
Tully. Tully is, I'll just say this. This is Fight
Oh, is
Club.
That that lady that landed that plane in the
no,
Hudson?
No, 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 that's Sully. That's Sully. Also a wonderful movie about a pilot who panicked when he hit a bird. This is where birds are. It shouldn't be something that never comes up.
Right. Why'd you have to land that plane in the Hudson? Where was a cloud?
Right. Yeah.
And I tried to get around it, ended up in the water.
But this is Sully, and I'll just say this.
Tully.
Tully, yeah, Tully. It's Fight Club for women. Just know this. One of those characters ain't real. That's all I'm saying to you.
Interesting.
Mm. Oh, and it's also a barrel of shit. Thank you.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe you didn't like it if you gave away that part of it.
Dude, I didn't even figure it out. I had to go to Wikipedia to find out who wasn't fucking real.
Because you watched the whole movie and said, what was the point of that? And then
exactly.
Went to the internet. Because the internet will tell you what the point of everything is. And it's great. Thank you, everybody, for answering that question honestly. You know how I appreciate truth. But now it's time for me to say, let the games begin! Oh boy, have we got some name tags for you guys to choose from. It's not going to be easy. There's lots of good ones. I appreciate. I know in a festival environment, it's hard to walk right. See, there's a name.
Oh boy.
There's a
this
badge.
This is so cool.
This is a badge right up front. It's worth a shot. Will you want your badge back afterwards? Yeah, because you want to go to other shows. So you didn't really think that through, did you? But everybody go select the name tag of the person that you'd like to play on behalf of. While you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back after words from me.
Hey, no sponsors this episode, so you know what that means. I'm going to tell you some tour dates, and if you don't want to see me live, you're going to fast forward through them. This Wednesday, August 8th, I'll be in Traverse City, Michigan at the Old Town Playhouse doing a Doug Loves Movies taping as part of the Traverse City Film Festival. And then Friday night, August 3rd at midnight, I'll be at the State Theater doing a Benson movie interruption of Twister. August 7th, Doug Loves Movies is back in Los Angeles at UCB Franklin. August 12th, we return to the Variety Playhouse in Atlanta, Georgia at 420. I'm doing stand-up in Tampa at the Improv on August 18th. Bring your name tags, and then definitely bring your name tags, Florida, if you're in the Orlando area on Saturday, August 18th. I'll be doing a Doug Loves Movies there at the Improv on International Drive. Las Vegas, Cleveland. New shows announced recently in Kansas City. For all the info, go to DougLovesMovies.com. That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah, caca. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. Great job, everybody. Sorry to everyone who didn't get chosen. I always appreciate the effort everybody puts in. I do not appreciate me instead of Tanya Harding on this poster. Chad, what do you got there?
I got Rye Tanya.
Look at that. That's horrifying. I mean, she's not the prettiest lady, but you don't have to be that mean to her by putting my face on there. She knows how to shave, I bet. And it's got all the quotes are in French.
Yeah, I didn't see that before I picked it.
Yeah, it's like a Rye. French poster for I, Tanya. But good job, Ryan. Ryan? Yeah, okay. What do you got there, Todd?
This says Doug Benson and Todd McDonald are the Todd couple. Say no more.
Oh, so that's why you said Todd's name is on it? Because you used the word Todd? Name Todd?
Well,
twice?
No, he did preface that. He goes, his name's on it. And okay. I said, I'll take it. Because what if one else had a better one? Then I'd look like an asshole. Oh, I'm sure I can get one right for me. And then I'm like, oh, is that guy still here? So I picked you right from the beginning. I was happy. But it's just my first name. But I think it's still... Wait, is it?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I like it anyway. Thank you.
Okay, put it down. Not the microphone.
Oh, this, okay.
Yeah, there you go. Good job. Good job, Todd. That'll be easy for me to remember. Everyone should just pick the name tag of the person who has the same name. Are there any Deanne's here? Nope. Okay, what do you got?
Damn it. I chose one that just called to me immediately. It's so lovely. It says JP, the extraterrestrial, and his adventure on Earth. Yeah. It's just very well done.
We said hi to JP at the top of the show. Hey, Todd, let me have one of those. You got some little donuts?
I went to the store.
You got some Timbits?
Donuts before the show.
No, it's somebody's name audience. Tag.
I know.
Sarah?
Oh. I'm allowed to eat them, right?
I mean, if she gave them to you, I guess you can.
Well, for you, probably more
but
than
she
me.
She meant for it to be her name tag, and then you went with Todd because it's all about
I'll
you.
Give her,
it's all about you.
$100.
Really?
Guys, listen, I feel like JP needs more
four
recognition.
Four free tickets to my show. How's that?
So he at least gets a Timbit.
Oh, that's good. I was going to throw one at his face, yeah. But that's cool.
No, I'll get four.
No, I was going to throw one to the audience. Who here really needs a Timbit right now? I want someone who's desperate for a damn Timbit. Front row, she's dying for one.
Who brought
here we go.
Who right. gave? Who
go,
gave
I was going
that,
for the
that.
Cleavage, but you got it. Good job.
I'll put that person on my show for four people tonight because then I don't feel bad eating them. So just, what's your name? I'll put this name of this. That way I won't forget that for four. If you go, you go. If you don't, you don't. I'm not going to lie. It hasn't been that crowded.
You're just going to put Sarah Timbit on the guest list? You know everyone else here could show up and say, I'm Sarah Timbit.
Oh, shit. I'll talk to you after the show.
All right. Who are you playing for there? Who are we up to?
Me. Or no, yeah,
Chris,
me.
Yes.
It's me again.
Oh,
Doug.
We don't have time for you.
Doug, you
who
invited
you
me to
for,
be on
Ron?
The show. You invited me to be here, Doug.
I did, but you know,
and I don't
after
know why
a
I'm
long
being silenced
of
over and over again. I'm holding one that says, it's a Moz world. Now, Moz is the nickname of Morrissey, a musician who I grew up, and I've always loved his music. I have grown to really not love his political opinions. But I saw this, and this young man was holding us up, and I said, wow, is this a reference to Morrissey, my favorite musical artist? Did you know I was going to be here? As if he has an encyclopedic knowledge of my musical taste, and also guessed that out of every comedian at this festival, I would be here. And he, with real pity in his eyes, looked back at me and said, no, my name is Moz. And I'm playing on his behalf as an apology for my arrogance and hubris and self-centered focus in that conversation. I'm so sorry about that, Moz. There's also an envelope on it that says, for Doug's eyes only, so good luck with that.
So the envelope is a thing.
Yeah.
I have one that just says, shithead.
Yeah. Because at the end of the show, if you don't win today, if you don't prevail, I have to call whoever they put in that envelope a shithead at the end of the show. It's a consolation prize, chance for people to get me on the internet saying things I'd rather not say.
I see.
Yeah. What do you got there, Ron Bennington?
Well, mine is Full Metal Junket, and instead of Born to Kill, it's Born to Chill, and I just find that so brotastic. But unfortunately, I didn't see this when I got it. On the back, it says, people who don't watch the Gap show.
Oh, wow.
Wait, I wasn't Thanks supposed to say that?
Yeah, Ron, no, you've been on the show before.
I never understood the show once. I've been here so many times, and I feel like I'm tripping. I don't get it.
I just explained it to Deanne right before you went and read it. We'll save that for the end. You didn't read the whole thing.
The rest of it is this.
Yeah. I do appreciate it, though you clearly scrawled it on a piece of cardboard when you saw me here. Thank you for that, though.
Believe me, I'll fucking blow it for him. Don't worry about it. He's not winning shit.
I mean, I wrote all the questions for today, and I think it's anybody's game today.
Great.
I think anyone can win, so let's get into it. The first game we're going to play is a little something called How Long Is It?
Ooh. Me How too. Hashtag me too.
I should warn you ahead of time. All of my games sound dirty, but they're not.
Okay,
I'm just
you.
Having fun with the title. How Long Is It? I'll name a thing, and then each of you bid. We'll start with Chad and just go all the way across. Each of you bid on how long it is, and the closest to the correct number, correct, without going over, Price is Right style, is the winner of this game.
Okay.
Yeah, and you win nothing, really. Just get to go first in the next game, and so on. Tom Hanks was held hostage as Captain Phillips in the movie of the same name for a day and a half. How long was the real-life Captain Richard Phillips held hostage? Chad, in minutes, hours, or days, please. You could go months, but if it was a day and a half in the movie, let's not get crazy.
I will say 12 hours.
Oh, half a day.
Yeah, if you want to call it that.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like they made his experience better. Oh, it was a day and a half? Let's make it half a day. Todd?
Well, I agree with Chad in the sense that it's...
Oh, no, they did make it longer. Go ahead, Todd.
That's okay, Doug. I've interrupted before, too, and I was always hoping people are nice to me when I have it happen, so thank you. I appreciate me being nice to you as
Just
well.
Just fucking say what you were going to say.
They're not going to make it less. No movies under-exaggerate. They don't go, it was a week, we'll make it 2 days. So,
well, sometimes you got to...
make sense. Well, I think...
You only have so much time in a movie.
13 hours.
Okay. That's a very mean bid after Chad's 12 hours.
Fuck you.
Oh! I thought it was good because we're both thinking alike.
Yeah,
199 them.
I'm going to go 13 hours, 2 minutes.
I love it.
I have no problem with that.
I love it. Uh-huh. But she would be burned so hard if it was 13 hours and 1 minute.
Uh-huh.
If it fell right in between.
Uh-huh.
That'd be crazy. Chris Gethard?
Well, I'm going to go for the Price is Right trick and say that man was held hostage for 1 minute. 1 minute, and then they made a whole movie. Scariest minute of his life. Most terrifying minute of his life. Really, mostly someone just asked him for directions.
You know that trick only works if you go last, right? Do it.
Fuck. There's usually only a couple. Yeah.
So, I would be looking at 2 minutes, except for the fact that I have cable television and an avid CNN watcher. I watched every moment of this.
Oh.
It took 3 days for the Navy SEALs to get from D.C. They parachuted out in the middle of the ocean in the night, came down, and 9 hours later, they shot the three people at the same time, freeing him. It's 3 days and 9 hours.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Bum 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 bum.
All right, it's a little too early for celebration. But that is, I didn't think anyone would be such a Dick Phillips fan, so behind what's going on with Dickie P. But according to my sources, almost 5 days. But that makes Ron Bennington the winner. With what is probably the actual answer. The internet is full of fake news, you guys. Don't trust it. Just call Ron and ask him. Although he watched CNN, so they were obviously lying about the whole incident.
He should have watched Truth TV. I even got off my chair for that. Jesus.
Let's play another game, starting with Ron gets to go first this time, and then we'll work our way back to me. And people loved Du Mellifont, which was the films of Timothy Oliphant and Josh Duhamel. People loved Plumbers Lee, which was the films of Christopher Plummer and Christopher Lee. So today, we're going to play Dermot McDermott. I'll name a movie. You tell me if it's got Dermot Mulroney or Dylan McDermott or neither. And this is a game where paying attention could give you points. Starting with Ron, first up, tell me which of those two guys or neither was in The Perks of Being a Wallflower. Please don't help from the audience if you know it.
I know he was the father. And who are the two names again?
That's part of the fun of this game, is that I don't think anybody knows the difference between these two. Well, they're both terrific actors, but damn, why do they gotta go and name themselves like this? It's either Dermot Mulroney or Dylan McDermott.
Dermot Mulroney.
That's your answer.
That is my answer, as of now.
Incorrect. Chris Gethard. Which one is it? The other one or neither?
I'm gonna... That's really how this game works?
Yes.
I don't get a new question?
When Deanne's gonna be thrilled if you get it wrong.
I guess I'll go with the other one.
You're going with Dylan McDermott?
Is he? Yeah, he is the other one. Yeah, yes, final answer.
That is correct, Dylan McDermott. Chris Gethard's on the board, but now we go to Deanne Smith with the next title. Olympus Has Fallen. Very forgettable.
I've never heard of it.
Mulroney.
I quietly and unironically love that movie.
What about the sequel, Olympus Fell Again?
I believe you're referring to London Has Fallen, which is also
Oh, right. They changed
awesome.
The setting. Where do you think, what do you think is going to fall next in the Fallen series? McDermott? Well, see, that's where guessing, you know, could pay off, Deanne. McDermott, Mulroney, or neither?
I can't say that I know the movie or either of these two gentlemen. I'm going to go McDermott.
That is correct.
Yes!
Todd Glass, how you doing?
Good.
Microphone.
Good.
In the Line of Fire. Also has some White House in it.
Did you ask a question?
There's a movie called In the Line of Fire. Who's in it? McDermott?
Oh.
Mulroney? Or neither?
Neither. Final.
Incorrect.
Shit.
Chad Daniels.
I get them mixed up, but it's not the guy in Shameless. It's the other one from the lawyer TV show.
But if you had to say out loud, Mulroney or McDermott.
I just described them.
Which one would you say?
Not the Mulroney.
They're two great Canadian actors, by the way. What's that?
It's Dermot McDillon. Can you just?
Let's back up a second. Is it Dermot Mulroney?
No.
Or Dylan McDermott?
That one.
Or neither?
The middle one. He said neither.
You can't remember from how long I
it's
said.
They're so
all
fucking
I said
close.
Was or neither. Is it Dylan McDermott or Dermot Mulroney?
God
or
damn
neither?
You switched them.
I did.
I was about to hit his leg like it was a buzzer, and then I was like, well, that's not right. I just have the... God damn it. It's the one with the two D's, not the M.
You seriously just can't say it? Is it Dylan McMulroney? Is it DM or DM or neither? Mulroney McDermott.
McDermott.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Ron.
Shit, I'm sweating.
Holy shit, Ron. We got three players on the board. Which one or neither was in Hamburger Hill? Hamburger Hill. It's a silly sounding name, but it's a war movie.
A I'm going to say neither.
Incorrect.
I'll give that a solid Mulroney. Doug's not even listening to me at this point. You went from cutting me off to literally pretending I'm not participating. What the fuck is going on? You asked me to come here today. You asked me to come here today. You're not even acknowledging my existence. The crowd can vouch for me. I could walk up, punch him in the face. He wouldn't know it was coming. He's not hearing a word I'm saying. He doesn't care. This is outright disrespect, and I've never felt more angry in my life.
I just wanted to get my phone on low power mode because I'm down to 19%.
Well, I'm glad I could hold your attention so well on your show with your name on it.
Which one did you say?
I said Mulroney, goddammit.
Incorrect.
I think you're lying. I think you're lying.
I mean, I could switch them and nobody would know. Deanne?
Okay, let's do it all together. One, two, three.
McDermott.
I'm saying McDermott.
You thought they'd all say the right answer? Because
yeah.
It's between him or neither.
We both got them wrong. It's the only one
You're
left.
Right. I wasn't listening. I was my phone. I was looking at my phone because the power is down to... Now it's 18, so fucking let's move this along. That is correct, Deanne. You've got 2 points.
Yes!
She's going to be tough to beat, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
The next film, Todd, is a movie called Twister.
Oh, yeah!
Not the Twister with Bill Paxton.
Boo!
That I'll be interrupting this Friday night at the Traverse City Film Festival. It's another Twister. What do you got, Todd?
Neither. Final answer.
Because you couldn't remember either of the other names.
At this point, how many times were you not going to put that one in there? Eventually, you're going to have to throw it in, so I just went for it. Final answer.
It's a good theory. I like it.
And I'm wrong.
It was Dylan McDermott.
Wait, why didn't he get
Dylan McDermott is my answer. Thank you.
Gilbert Godfrey.
Thank you.
You have to put some final answers in, otherwise it's a trick.
I said that to fool you. The answer is Dylan McDermott. Damn it. Okay, Chad's got a point. Can you imagine Alex Trebek having to give somebody a point because he fucked up? I'm just giving it to you. But we're back to Ron. Everybody on the stage has a point except for Todd. And Ron. Deanne has 2. I really should write this down. I even have a table so that I can. Ron?
Yes.
Which one or neither was in Steel Magnolias?
Neither.
Incorrect. Chris?
Are you listening?
Deanne.
You asked me
McDermott.
To be here.
What do you think it is, Chris?
Mulroney.
Incorrect.
The answer to every single one has just been McDermott. Did you just go to one of their IMDb pages? Because your phone is dying? That's what's happening here. Your phone's dying, so you only looked up one of their pages. You're making us all look like fucking assholes.
He's making one of us look like fucking asshole.
I'm having a meltdown.
I mean, Deanne has like 3 points. What do you think, Deanne?
I think it might be McDermott.
That is correct.
Yes!
Todd.
I know what's going on now.
Which one is in Steel Magnolias?
Okay. I can... I feel like I'm on the $1 million. I could just... Here's what I was going
to... You want to hear the options again?
No. Part of me... I already planned what I was going to do. I don't know any of the movies. So what did I do wrong?
No, you just have to...
Don't tell.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm like rooting for him. I forgot it was comedy. I'm like, I just want you on the board.
Just get 1 point, Todd, for Christ's
McDermott.
Sake.
McDermott.
Wait.
What happened? I really want to know. I was going to just ask after the show. That's what I usually do. I'm like, what up there when I got lost? What happened? My friend will go, oh, no, they had already asked that. And then you, that's, so what
that's
what's,
exactly
your, what's your answer?
What,
yeah, I don't know. What.
Which one are you saying?
Was this eliminated by they got two wrong and I should know it? Is that why it was funny?
No.
You're
getting this one fresh.
You're getting this one fresh.
Okay, so what did I do wrong?
Steel Magnolias. Who is it? Which one or neither?
I want to give a lead up to
it. Here's, what's going on.
I know
he just asked Steel Magnolias. It came all the way down. She answered it correctly. He asked you the exact same movie. That's just steal her answer and you're golden.
Wait, what
exactly
happened?
Exactly what she said.
Oh, God. Fucking Montreal.
It's not just you, Chris. He's
Gilbert
not
Godfrey.
To any of us.
Okay, so it's on Deanne.
It's not. It's say him again.
It's on Deanne.
I know.
It's not even your turn.
Oh,
is that what happened?
No.
She already guessed.
You
Steel
just
Magnolia's
asked the same
right.
question twice, so
did
I answered it correctly,
that?
And then he
okay.
Had a
so we'll move on to the next one for Todd.
Oh darn it! He was on the board.
Wait, Doug, that wasn't intentional.
No, it wasn't.
You did that. I was like, man, that's genius.
So seriously, Todd, Steel Magnolias.
Dylan McDermott.
No. You can't just give Deanne's answer and think you're going to get a point.
I didn't even remember what she said, and most people know I'm not lying. I completely forget. That was
well,
if I was right, I deserve to win fairly. Even though I could have copied you,
which
I didn't.
Which one was in, or neither, 3 to Tango?
Because I know we're just playing a game now of, do you think I'm going to have am I going to say neither again? And you're probably thinking I'm at this point scared to say it. I know I'm wrong, but fuck, I'm going to go with it. Neither.
Incorrect. You know what would really help this game? If you guys knew who these actors were. Or had seen any of these movies. Have you seen 3 to Tango, Chad?
Maybe. I don't...
Yeah.
Not sure.
Okay. Which one do you...
Who's
think?
In it?
I think Top Billed might be somebody named Neither. Neither.
I'm going to go with Mr. McDermott.
That is correct.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
All right, I had one more that was going to be a tiebreaker, but, no one can catch up to Deanne. Who's tied? She's got 3. So Chad. Chad has 3?
I wasn't going to say anything because I'm a guest in your country, but thank you for having my back.
Yeah. We've only done 6. The other 3 guys have gotten a point at some point.
You gave him a point because you messed up.
That's true.
Oh, I guess I do pay attention.
You know what I feel the need to suddenly confess? My first answer, I was making eye contact with JP, who I'm playing for, and I was afraid of being humiliated on the podcast because I don't know any actors or movies, and he helped me with my first answer.
Security?
Wrong.
They all went, oh.
I know, because it was only later that I realized it's about him winning the gift bag.
JP, you're out! No, it's cool. I like that. I like that. Don't ever do it again, anyone that's listening.
Should we give JP these?
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Is that JP?
I mean, he might win everything. I don't know why we're giving him something already. So this is just between Deanne and Chad.
Oh, my.
And but Chad is next, so he has the first shot at it. Chad Daniels.
Yes.
McDermott, Mulroney, or neither.
Can we play How Long Is It?
Okay. Of these three actors, which one is the longest? Chad, Mulroney, McDermott, or neither for the motion
McDermott.
Picture. You're pre-guessing?
Yep. Put it
incorrect.
On the...
Deanne. McDermott, Mulroney, or neither, Runaway Bride.
He already guessed?
Yeah, he went with the McDermott. That was incorrect, because that's how I do it. I lead you down the McDermott path, and then you get fucked.
I'm taking a page out of Todd Glass's book. I'm saying neither.
That is correct. You are a winner.
I'm okay with it.
I knew it would work for somebody.
I held it in my heart.
It was going to happen someday, and it happened to her. Congratulations, Deanne.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
It only means you get to go first in our next and final game.
Oh, thank God.
That's right. This is the last episode of this podcast. For our final game, in honor of the gentleman sitting on the far end who invented this game and brought it to me, and I've loved it ever since, let's play the Bennington game.
Hey-o.
We'll switch the order around. We'll start with Deanne, then we'll go to Chris, Ron, Chad, and Todd. And each one of you is going to have to name a movie that you think features made the most money.
Chad McDermott.
That has that has a particular actor in it. So I'm going to tell you, Deanne, the name of an actor. You know, or actress, we should call them all actors, but I'll name somebody. You tell me a movie you think finished in their top three. That's where you get the points, if you can name one that's in the top three of their all-time box office, according to Box Office Mojo, after being adjusted for inflation. Which you shouldn't have to worry about too much today, because these are all fairly modern people.
Okay.
Yeah. They're fairly modern millies. Todd, I hope you figure it out by the time it gets to you, because you're going last. Deanne, name a movie that you think is in Kevin Hart's top three. The great Kevin Hart was on this very stage yesterday, gave an emotional speech about Tiffany Haddish, and then she gave him some money, and he got mad about it. Because she's been trying to pay him back money that he loaned her a long time ago, and he won't take it, so she always has to sneak it into things. And that's why he was a little taller yesterday, because she put the money in his shoes. All right, so Deanne, can you name a Kevin Hart movie?
Nope.
Okay. So you want to pass, or do you want to make up a title? Just on the off chance. What does it feel like? What's the name of a movie you think Kevin Hart would be in?
Yeah. Big Money, More Bitches.
Okay. That sounds good. I bet you that'll get greenlit right here at this festival. Seems like the right time for a movie with that title. Seems like it'd be a great career move for him. Chris Gethard, what do you think? Top three for Kevin Hart.
I believe he is in a movie called Ride Along.
Okay, sure.
I'm going to go with Ride Along.
Okay, Ron Bennington?
Well, it was $300 that Kevin Hart loaned her. But I would believe...
What did I say?
You didn't say anything.
Okay, good. Sounded like you were correcting me.
No, I'm just, everybody who talks to you sounds like they're correcting you. Hold on. Hold on, I have to take a call right now. Yes? Whoops, let me hit that. Oh, this is from my mom. I have to.
Oh, his mom's on.
Is everything okay? All right, Mom, I'll get back to you. I'm on stage right now. Jumanji. Jumanji is the answer.
All right,
sorry about that call.
I hate to do this to you, Rob.
Wait, that could have been the answer.
What?
Oh, you think somebody called in with the...
Oh.
Why would my mother is 87 years old.
How do we
where
know
is
it was
she,
your mother?
Where, is she in the crowd? Is she on some sort of satellite device?
She's in Elkton, Maryland, and God damn it, she's ill right now. So
okay.
She checks in with
so
me.
So you got to take the call.
Yeah.
That makes
so
sense.
She said Jumanji. And it was fantastic.
And was it, like, did she hang up right after Jumanji? Because the title has more words in it.
Oh, shit. I sure hope my mom calls back. Jumanji. More bitches, more problems.
All right, I'm going to take that as your final answer. What do you got there, Chris?
Phone is ringing again.
Yeah, I hope his mom's okay.
Forget my mom. She stinks.
Chris?
I'm going to...
Wait, sorry, Chad.
I gave an answer.
Yeah.
What is going on today?
I believe in second chances.
Oh, my God. That was awesome.
I don't think you should be washed up in this game.
Oh, shit.
Sorry, I'm sorry, Chad. I'm sorry. Once you start to say, you go, Chad. I mean, Chris.
Chris. It's not. That's not even how my name starts.
Listen, Tris. It's Chad's turn. Sit down.
I would say that I'll never come here again, but I really do need to try to appeal to your fan base.
Chad, I'm sorry, Chad. I'm sorry I called Chris's name when it's your turn.
That's okay. I don't know if this was the tagline or if this is the name of the movie.
Oh, interesting.
I'm going to go with...
I'll tell you right now, it's not in space. No one can hear you scream.
I am going to steal Jumanji, and I'm going to go with Welcome to the Jungle.
Ooh, interesting. Todd Glass.
Now, the smattering of applause... Let me talk about this for a second. Are we not sure about that? A couple people clapped.
Well, no, you're not... We're not looking to the audience to
fucking
tell you what's the
Canadians
right
are so polite.
Well, he just gave
got it
Guns
right.
and
sorry,
Roses.
Sorry.
You just can't like turn to the audience and be like, is it this? Because then, of course, they're all going to go, yay, you did it. And then, you know, now
but
we
I
know.
Already had said it. I don't know. I guess I felt like a little fucking confidence would have been nice.
Todd, how are you feeling?
I feel good. I have to pass, though.
Can't think of any... Kevin Hart movies?
The one that I maybe would have thought of, Chris got. I didn't really think
what
of
city
it.
Did
I
come
thought about
out
it
of?
After he said it.
Where did he come out of? Where did he start out?
Kevin Hart started out in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. Where'd you start out?
Philadelphia.
Oh, that's great. The way you keep track of his career is so nice.
Oh, really? What's really? Name something I've done.
I wish that you had something that I could say right now.
I set you the fuck up like a moron.
Welcome to our relationship, everybody.
So I pass.
Todd sets him up and I knock him down. All right, so has everybody said one or we still have... okay, so you've all said one.
Seriously, you know anything I've done? No.
Coming in...
I couldn't have left it alone.
All right. You're also still not talking in your microphone. Coming in number three for Kevin Hart, he appears in a motion picture. I didn't even remember that he's in this. Something called Little Fockers. Mm. Yeah. His number two, he's a voice in The Secret Life of Pets. Mm. Yeah. And if you guys don't know, I haven't seen it yet, but I assume The Secret Life of Pets is that when the people go away, they masturbate. And then coming in at number one, Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
It feels great. I always lose. It feels great.
You're doing it today, Chad. Good for you. We shift the order of who gets to go first on this one a little bit so that everybody gets a chance. We'll start with Chris.
Correct.
I mean, Chad. No, Chris. Give me a top three movie for the great, love this guy, Will Forte.
Ooh. Top three box office. Forte. Because he's been in some cult stuff, but that doesn't scream box office. So what's he been attached to? Let's see. I don't know.
Hang on, I'll look at my phone for a while if you need me to.
No, I'll just lay claim to MacGruber. I'll just say MacGruber.
Okay.
Someone's laughing at the end.
People are laughing at MacGruber because it was kind,
notoriously,
of, kind of known to have not done well.
I know,
well.
A notorious.
Yeah, but...
But it's going to be another
people
one.
People love it. It's like you said, it's a cult classic.
Someone laughed at me. The one answer I've given that anyone reacted to, I was laughed at.
Ron, what do you think?
I'm going to guess Nebraska.
Nebraska, okay. Oscar-nominated film.
The film and the university. Fantastic.
Chad?
Part of me wants to say Saturday Night Live, the best of Will Forte.
Ooh.
Which part of you, if you had to name a part?
My right tip.
That wanted to say that.
So I don't know if he's in this movie, but I'm just, I feel like...
That sounds like a great guess.
I feel like he should be, so
sure.
I'm gonna say Dinner for Schmucks.
Is seems like something he would be in.
Is anybody, can you not tell me?
There's okay, no, great. That's, yeah, that's not how it works. That's your answer, you're stuck with it. Ron? It's Todd's turn. They just check in on Ron, because he's way down there in the end, worried about his mother.
No, I'm still going with Nebraska, I haven't changed okay. my mind at all.
What do you think, Todd?
I have to pass.
Okay. You know what, Todd? I don't like how this is going.
I don't, Mom. Having fun.
Who's your? Who are you playing for today?
I'm playing for this guy right over here.
What's his name? Todd?
I don't know if it says it on there.
It's Todd.
Oh, Todd.
Todd, you can go to Todd every time it's your turn.
Aww.
For help.
Thank you. That's yeah. what they used to do in
That's
school.
That's how confident I am someone... I'm so confident someone else is going to win that I'm going to let you go to Todd... So what do you think, Todd, for the films of Will Forte? He says Beer Fest.
Beer Fest? Yeah, he was definitely in that. That was a great movie.
Okay.
At least I loved it.
Yeah, of course.
I did love it.
All right.
Okay, so my answer, final answer.
Beer Fest.
Yeah.
Deanne.
Okay, I'm excited.
Because you know one?
I want to say Trainwreck.
Don't look to the crowd.
Okay, but...
Because they are telling you no.
Yeah, they're telling me no. So he wasn't in Trainwreck, which is good because the movie that I think grossed more than Trainwreck is Big Money More Bitches 2!
Did not make the list.
Oh.
As it turns okay. out, yes.
Well, that was my final answer.
Okay. Well, we've got, coming in at number 3, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, Part 2. Yes. Coming in at number 2, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. Coming in at number 1,
MacGruber?
It's like he doesn't want to show his face in a movie that makes a lot of money because his number 1 is that he was a voice in the Lego movie. Yeah.
It was the other guy in Trainwreck. Hader, Bill Hader.
Oh yes, All of right. course. Okay. They are getting confused for each other constantly.
He was in Beer Fest, though, right?
Will Forte, yes.
Right. That's what I thought the question was.
Okay.
When you ask top grossing and the three answers are MacGruber, Beer Fest, and Nebraska, that's tough.
Those weren't the... Okay. Ron gets to go first this time. Ron Bennington.
I thought you said Blondie. I'm like, is that what he's calling you, like kidding around?
Yeah, because this is the right time to call a woman Blondie.
Comedically, it could be affectionate.
Hey, Blondie, what's your dumb answer?
I'm going to go with Trainwreck.
Okay, Ron, start us off. Make me proud. What is the number one movie that features, also from this festival on this stage yesterday, Miss Tiffany Haddish.
Haddish. Something with the women are out, they're having fun, they're running around and enjoying themselves. Is it girls' night out? This is not girls' night out.
I wish the audience was in darkness instead of fully lit and mouthing things to the contestants.
Oddly,
what are you going with, Ron?
I'm getting a call.
Oh, shit. We got a call coming in.
Let me check on her. She's very ill.
Okay. See how she's doing.
Yes, Mom.
Is she going anywhere soon?
Yes. She's taking a girl's trip.
Okay.
But I'll call you back after I'm off the stage.
Fuck you, Vito.
Yeah.
Wherever you are.
I thought it might be Chris Stanley. What do you got, Chad?
I'm going to go with Keanu.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Well, you say it like that, I want to change it.
I'm not going to say yes, correct. That's not how it works. Todd? Yeah. Oh, going to Todd in the audience? He's got no idea.
You guys are perfect for each other, by the way.
Sorry. I really don't. I do. If I just, I just think it's better just to admit it up front and let someone else.
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to look at JP.
Oh, you're going to your lifeline that I didn't give you? Do you have it, JP?
We have to pass.
He's got nothing.
Yeah, we have.
Who was the actor? Never mind.
Chris?
I got to tell you, I loved Girls Trip. I thought she was amazing in it. I also know she's in the new one with Kevin Hart where she plays the night school teacher, but that's not out yet. And unfortunately,
night school, yeah.
Although I do think she is supremely funny. I'm blanking.
She's early in her career.
Yeah, I'm blanking on another movie because I think the answer is Girls Trip anyway.
All
unless
right,
she's been in 19 animated movies.
Do you want to take a call real quick?
No, I play by the fucking rules, Doug.
Of course, Keanu is not a terrible answer, Chad, but that's number four on her list. Coming in at number three, just out and already making so much money, it's number three on her list, Uncle Drew. Oh. And then number two, a movie called Meet the Spartans, which I guess she appears briefly in. And then, of course, number one is Girls Trip with Ron's mother. Girls Trip.
God bless her.
Right.
God bless that woman.
Which puts us in a very interesting position because Ron has 3 points and Chad has 3 points, and that means Ron and Chad are going to a tiebreaker. Thank you, everybody else, for playing.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Doug.
Yeah. Please sit comfortably in your seat until the show is over. I love when the airlines say that, when they're like, we're boarding group one. Everyone else, sit comfortably in your seats. Like, they just have to put that notion in your head that, like, standing up would be bad. I'm gonna sit comfortably. okay, so what order are we going here? Who's going to be next in the order? Chad. So Chad gets to go first. And he gets to tell us what he thinks is in the top three. Or, for that matter, top 14. Did some research on this one.
It feels great.
He's hosting the gala here tomorrow night at JFL. Mr. William H. Macy. A lot of his stores are closing, but he's still a great, great actor.
I don't think this is going to be right, but I live 45 minutes away from this town, so I'm going to say Fargo.
Oh, whoa. Shit. Interesting. Ron, what do you think? Of all the films...
How's your mom?
Of all
apparently,
the films,
she's very ill and hasn't been able to get back to me.
All the films. All the films of William H. Macy.
They're on to us. Stop it.
What do you think will be higher on that list than Fargo?
Mom, stop
for it. For the win. Don't talk to your mom anymore.
It's because he's made a lot of great independent films. But I can't think of like a big buzzet. There's a man trying to tell me right
now. He's miming some shit?
Yes, it's...
What's he miming?
I don't really stop at mom.
I think he's miming the word shameless, and that's a TV show, sir.
Still good.
It's a great show.
I'm going to... I mean, you brought it up earlier today. I'm going to say Magnolia.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Came out in 1999, so you're going to have to bring that price up a little bit. It was a really depressed time for this country.
Okay. I'm looking at the results here. This is interesting. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to need the name of a second movie from each of you.
Not in the top 14?
Neither of your movies finished in the top 14.
Did I guess?
Yes. No, you can't. Chad?
So you need another movie for me?
I need another William H. Macy.
All right.
No audience talking, please. Everybody in the audience knows one.
Oh.
Oh.
God.
Come on.
It was a voice in Big Problem, Bigger Bitches 2. I can't get him out of my head as Frank, and my brain won't help me think of a movie, so...
Right, he's such a great character actor that if you're just stuck on that one movie, it's pretty rough. What do you think there, Ron Bennington?
Is there any movie that he just had a walk on or something small?
Sure, small that's part. He's a character actor. He's done.
Yes, he's a character actor.
Mm-hmm. He's, you know, he's rarely the lead character. As I look at this list, I don't see any that he was the lead character in.
Air.
You two are the fucking worst, by the way. Honest to God.
Why? What are they doing?
Charades. Air Force One.
That's where you're going with Air Force One?
Air Force One.
Okay. Well, let's break this down for you guys. This is pretty interesting. I'll start at number 12. He was in The Last Dragon. I didn't know that. 11 is The Lincoln Lawyer. Pleasantville.
Ah.
When you said you live 45 minutes from there, I thought that's what you were going to say. Wag the Dog, Sahara, A Civil Action, Mr. Holland's Opus, right? Seabiscuit, coming in at number 4, The Client, number 3, Wild Hogs, about his enormous Johnson.
How long is it?
Your favorite game. Jurassic Park 3.
Wow.
And coming in at number 1, Air Force 1, Ron Bennington.
Whoa.
Is the winner. Magnolia came in at 22. Fargo came in at 18. Yeah. But let's hear it for Ron. Where is the person you were playing for, Ron? There he is. You want to come get your prizes? Just hop up on the stage and grab these two bags.
While they're doing that, Fargo was number 18, Wild Hogs was number 3, and people are like, how did Trump happen? Interesting.
Let's do some plugs, starting with you, Chad Daniels. What do you got coming up? What can we do to see you and enjoy you?
I'm going to be at the San Francisco Punchline coming up in August. And at the end of August, on the 24th and 25th, I'll be at Gotham Comedy Club in New York City.
All right. What happened to your name tag? Is it
around
somewhere?
Right
oh,
here.
It's behind that one.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'll take both of those. Todd's doesn't have a shithead on
Neither
the
does
back.
Mine.
What the hell? Could I you write a shithead on there? Here's a pen. Sorry, I hit you in the face with it. And then where's Tanya at?
Rise over there.
What's your plugs, Todd?
I'll be in Stir Crazy Comedy Club in Glendale, Arizona, the second week in August. And I'll be at the Petaluma Comedy Festival and some other time in August. And then my Netflix special that's out right now. And then my show tonight at 9 o'clock at the Mainline.
The Petaluma and Petaluma Festival?
Petaluma?
Petaluma and Petaluma.
But I don't know.
Yeah, Petaluma and Petaluma.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, then that.
It's because it's fun. Say pet a llama in Petaluma.
I don't know if you're kidding. Are you kidding with me?
This is real, Todd. I'm not going to fuck around about llamas. Good job, Tanya. Thank you. His name's Rye. Call him Tanya. Deanne Smith, where can we see you do your thing?
At the end of August, I'll be in Burlington, Vermont at the Vermont Comedy Club. It's an awesome place.
You gotta go. If you're listening now and you haven't been there, it's one of the best comedy clubs in the country.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm excited about that. And then look at my website. I'll try to update it before this comes out. And lots of places, Nashville, D.C., etc.
Thank you.
Yes.
Chris Gethard.
I
want to come over to you.
Yeah.
Say right into your eyes.
Yeah.
That treating you poorly is one of my favorite things to do.
And I hope we can continue this relationship.
I just hope I'm never in the same room with you and Jason Mantzoukas. The two people who claim to be friends who are always mean to me. You didn't tell me if I'm allowed to do plugs.
I just wanted to get that out of the way first.
No, thank you for having me.
But what do you got to plug, dude?
It's always a pleasure. I'm on the road a lot. I'm at the Vermont Comedy Club next weekend in Burlington. I'm also doing Minneapolis, Salt Lake City, Austin, Toronto, and London all in the next chunk. So chrisgeth.com is where you can get tickets for all of those.
All right. And we got Ron Bennington.
And 4 days ago, I became a grandfather. So,
yay!
There you go.
I'll be learning to whittle and handing out butterscotch treats.
One more time for all of my guests, Ron Bennington, Chris Gethard, Deanne Smith, Todd Glass, and Chad Daniels. I don't need that. Why are you giving me that?
Don't you have to read the thing on
there? Oh, yeah, I'll read it. Wait, whose is this one? Oh, that was Ron's. I took Ron's. That's what happened. You're cool. You're good. Just wait for me in the green room. I want to not talk to you in there. Saddest exit. Thank you to JFL, to Montreal, to all the people who came out to this big salon opera Hyatt Grand today. Thank you guys. I appreciate it. Hope to see you again. And as always, this goddamn humidity is a shithead. Summer construction closures are a shithead. Death is a shithead. Take that, death. And cue the music. People who design escalators that lead into stairs are a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.